Hello, everybody. I'm Ajahn Subharo. Can everyone understand English? Yeah? Show of hands. English? English good? Okay. All right. I've been invited to give just a 5-minute talk about Sila. And here's a short and good one. I heard a John Brahm, he's a senior monk I've got a lot of respect for, in the Thai kind of forest tradition of Theravada Buddhism. And he said once, if he could put his finger on any one quality, any one characteristic, which is the strongest indicator of the ability to attain to the jhanas. Like if you only had one thing, what would it be to help you attain the jhanas? Like, what is the most important thing to have? He said, a pure heart. Of all the people he has ever met who actually can attain the jhanas, if he were to pick what they all had in common, it's that they were a very pure-hearted sort of people. It is pure-heartedness, he felt, which was the strongest indicator of whether someone will succeed attaining the jhanas. So that's profound. And so then it begs the question, well, how do we get a pure heart? How do we have this pure heart? Because of course, when we meditate, we would like for it to be as enjoyable as possible, as deep as possible, as successful as possible, It needs to be enjoyable or we're not going to want to do it. The answer to that is sila. Sila is how we get a pure heart. So basically, it has so much to do with our moral conduct and so much to do with how carefully we behave, both when we are around other people or even all by ourselves when nobody's around. Sila is something that, how can I put this? There is no fooling one's own heart as to one's own behavior. And there is no, even though we might be very nice to everybody around us, when we're around other people, it also matters what we do in private as well. Because our heart always knows what we've done, even in private. And I would strongly agree that in the times of my life as a monk, where I really made an effort, a strong effort to try to keep my sila very clean, very carefully, tended. And I just speak more carefully, I act more carefully, I'm more patient, I'm more caring, this sort of thing. That does translate into better meditation. It really does have an effect. It can make a sort of a mediocre, okay meditation into a much better meditation. It does have a strong influence, I say. And as soon as my sila might become a little bit, I don't know what, like just kind of shabby or just kind of like half-hearted or just kind of like lazy a bit or sloppy a bit, immediately my meditation won't be as good. Maybe it doesn't become terrible, but it just somehow loses a lot of its power. It loses a lot of its, quality. Sila has a strong effect on how well meditation will go. Of course, there are other factors too. It isn't just sila. It does matter, let's say, how we've been taking care of ourselves in the way of like, I don't know, like are we just, what's our diet like? Or are we getting some exercise? Or are we getting good sleep? And, this sort of thing. There are other factors as well, of course, which all matter. They all have an influence. But I would say sila is a very strong one. It is a very impactful factor on the quality of the meditating. And there's a lot of meditation teachers out there who they really, really fuss over fine details about their meditation techniques. They really fuss over just how you should breathe in and out, when you're mindful of your breath, or just exactly, where to put your mindfulness. And Okay, well, those fine details can indeed help, but I would argue that even if your meditation method is a little bit loose, a little bit, shall we say, inexact, if your seal is good, it's still going to go great. The meditation will still be great. You don't need to have a super duper exact meditation method, really, really fussy meditation method, if you have sila on your side. And when I look at how the Buddha taught meditation, a lot of his instructions are very general instructions as to the particular method, exactly how to meditate. You know, he doesn't get into a lot of super sharp, fine details as to how to meditate. And I don't think he needs to, because when you have sila on your side, that is such a strong helper, such a strong influencer that your meditation technique can be a little bit, shall we say, there can be a bit of flexibility in it, you know, almost like when you listen to jazz music, there is no exact conformance to the notes. You can kind of bend the music a little bit and it still sounds great. You know, there is, I say there is that kind of room in our meditation technique for that bit of looseness, but it still comes out nice if we have sila. Okay, so I probably talked for the good 5 minutes or so I'll just leave it there. I could say more, but yeah, sila matters so much and makes our meditation so much more enjoyable, so much easier to do every day if we enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, thank you.